Bearer and Vice President Dr. Mahmoud Bawumia set to outdoor Energy Minister Matthew Pokrupempe as his running mate. We have the latest on the planned meeting to present the Vice President's choice to party executives on the day the National Investigations Bureau's survey revealed the Energy Minister is the preferred choice for the governing party among its members.
The Honourable Napo and the Honourable Minister for Education, who came in second with such a wide gap. I can see why party delegates, party executives would want to hedge their bets on Napo because of particularly his popularity within the party.
This is Top Story with Evans Mensah.
Well, John News is learning tonight a national executives meeting of the governing MPP has been scheduled for next week for the vice president and party flag bearer to present his choice of a running mate to executives. It comes on the day John News revealed exclusive details in the National Investigations Bureau survey of party members across the country on their preferred choice of running mate. The Energy Minister, Dr. Matthew Pokrupempe, emerged the outright favorite. Now, this is according to the NIB's own report, is due to his popularity and strong connections with the grassroots of the party. We'll hear from the Bawumia camp pretty shortly and bring you some analysis of this. But I want to bring in right now a member of our political desk, Kojo Brace, who joins me in the studio with this. Let us walk through the methodology that the National Investigations Bureau used for this.
So they say that once they anticipated that the running mate or there will be the selection of a running mate by Dr. Mahmoud Bawumia, the MPP presidential candidate for 2024, the National Intelligence Bureau conducted a comprehensive nationwide survey from June 12 to June 14, 2024. The survey targeted...
And so this is just last week?
Yes.
This is just last week.
So the survey targeted MPP delegates, including national, regional, constituency and polling station executives, utilizing the party's delegate album to ensure a representative sample. And they add that the survey, they polled 5,116 party executives. So that is the sample size.
So that's out of, and this came from the MPP delegates that we
album,
know, you know, that they've used over the period for their own primaries. And you know, in that particular mix there, that Bawumia himself was an overriding favorite when they went to the primary. Mm-hmm. So these are people who are already beholding of the man already. They like him, but it comes down to his choice. And they talk about 5,116, but it's instructive to note that this was done between last week Wednesday and last week Friday is when the poll was done.
Very recent.
This is very recent indeed. And let's get to the specifics as to the percentages. Okay. When it comes to the polling that it did of these party members.
Okay. Now, so out of the 5,116, Dr. Matthew Pokrupempe, who is the MP for Mensah South, secured 76.2% of the responses from the executive that were polled, making him the leading candidate for the opposition of a running mate. Now, Dr. Yao Seyaduchin, who is the Minister of Education and MP for Bosom Tree constituency, garnered 10.1% of the responses from the polled executives. Other notable personalities, which included, Apostle Opokunyina, former chairman of the Pentecost Church, and Brian Achampo, who's currently the Minister for Agriculture and MP for Abetifi South constituency, they constitute some 4.57%.
And the interesting thing to note here is the Apostle Opokunyina's name coming up. It's something that all the political desk we picked up quite strongly at the time that has been considered, obviously, because Bawumia is the first Muslim to lead the MPP. And because of that, there's been a very strong push among some of the people within his own camp to say, you really want to appeal to the Christian population. And the way to do so is to get a running mate who is known among the clergy and is a Christian leader himself, or used to be a Christian leader. And so the name Opokunyina came up very strongly. And it's interesting that the NIB poll picked that up, that among the MPP members across the country, these are stalwarts, people who hold positions at constituency level, police station executives, they also felt same. And if that name came up, it must have been considered one time.
So it seemed to suggest that names that were in the media, you know, sort of were names that the party grassroots also picked on. Because if you look at the survey, it tells you that all the names that were in the media as favorable or favorite to be the running mate were captured there.
You also see there, for example, the chief of staff's name is there. Also comes from the Ashanti region, mm-hmm. hands down. Yajo Sawusu, who I interviewed and ruled out any interest in this particular position. Osechi Mensabungsu did not quite rule this out when I interviewed him.
Exactly.
Gave a very cryptic answer to it. But again, he's nowhere close to even the education minister currently, Mr. Duchum. So very interesting numbers there.
But if you break it down further, Mafioko Oprokio-Prempeh was most preferred choice among constituency and polling station executives. Now look at the numbers. Amongst the constituency executives, he polled some 36.2%. Amongst the polling station executives, he polled some 32.6%. So it tells you his popularity among that particular grouping. Now, a significant majority of respondents, approximately 84%, view Dr. Matthew Oprokio-Prempeh as the ideal running mate for Dr. Mahamudu Bawumia due to his charisma and popularity among the party members. So they see him as someone who's very, very charismatic. Now, about 88% believe he is the party's choice to pair with Dr. Bawumia. So that's why I say that in what happened in the media space could contribute to this, because they say 88% believe that he is the party's choice.
And we've been having this conversation about, so where should the running mate come from in terms of the region? This particular survey by the National Investigations Bureau settles it. In fact, it was Joseph Usu who told me in my interview with him for PM Express that there is a consensus in the party that that running mate should emerge from the Ashanti region. The numbers back that now from the NIB.
Yes. Now, they say that 94% of the respondents said the running mate nominee should be male. Now, they again say that if you look at the numbers, you know, that it is involved in this, it says in terms of the region, the preferred the respondent said, and or 92.96% of the respondents said the candidate should come from the Ashanti region. 92.96%. Just 1.84% preferred someone coming from the eastern region. 1.52% preferred someone from the central region. 1.41% preferred someone from the greater Accra region. And the rest were just doing below 1%. So it tells you that overwhelmingly, the people who were sampled for this particular survey preferred 92.96% of them preferred the running mate to be coming from the Ashanti region.
Now, another key thing that came up in this particular poll is the NIB's picking up on one of the biggest challenges that the running mate will have to deal with, if indeed it is NAPO. And it came down to the subject of the power crisis that we've experienced this year, the doomsaw that we've experienced this year. And the NIB settled on that particular point as the potential challenge banana skin for NAPO, and that could obviously become an issue that will make him a bit unpopular among the generality of voters. Because remember that this poll was done among NPP supporters, and so they were looking strictly about the party dynamics. But the vice president will be presenting himself and his running mate to everybody else to vote and for consideration. Now, the NIB makes the point clearly that the ongoing power crisis in Ghana could impact his candidacy. And that is when that ticket is presented to you beyond the party's support and support base. And the party should consider dealing with that particular challenge. And you know that he himself made things pretty difficult in the time when the power crisis this year was at its peak, when we put the questions to him about the need for a timetable, it sparked a fair bit of controversy. And the NIB report has picked up on that as a potential banana skin for him if indeed the vice president goes ahead to put him forward as his running mate. Listen to that particular comment that seemed to be his major Achilles heel this year, if indeed he's considered.
If you are comparing 4 years, MPP administration, energy sector is 300 times better than Doma.
But we are still experiencing doomsaw.
Nobody has said we haven't.
But we are still experiencing doomsaw.
Nobody has said we haven't. I'm just saying, it's far much better than Dormammu ever did.
You admit there is doomsaw in the country?
You do admit that there's doomsaw?
That is the word you used. I have never used that word. I promised you that we are going to work on it. And it's not a work that is a single event. It's a process. And we'll continue to work on it for the energy sector to become better.
Have you heard of calls for a timetable?
Ask those who want it to bring it.
They should bring the timetable.
If there is, I haven't seen any timetable.
So my people are calling for it.
They bring a timetable. So what do you mean? The ECG says that there's no timetable coming. Why do you want to bring a timetable? What purpose? Why would somebody get up and wish evil or bad for the country?
No, it's not about how bad it is. Ghanaians are
saying. At least so, when it is not planned, you can't tell the person.
So, is
it evil? Were you in Ghana and Adjomama? Did you live in this country and Adjomama? Did you live in this country and Adjomama? Did you? I'm asking you.
It was equally worse.
I want to bring in Professor Ali Lusedu now. He's the head of the Political Science Department at the University of Ghana. Joins us right now on the line. Thank you for your time here on Top Story. How much weight are you placing on this NIB report itself?
Okay, thank you, Evans. I think this looks like a scientific confirmation of anecdotal evidence that's already out there. When you look at the considerations for who partner Dr. Mahamudu Bawumia, I think all the names that the NIB have selected in their polls are names that have been discussed widely in the media. But you tend to see that when it comes to this discussion, NAPO has wider traction compared to the other candidates. Whether it is through his own agenda setting behind the scenes or people just love him, when it comes to talking about who should partner Dr. Mahamudu Bawumia, his name is always comes strongly. People tend to mention him and his consideration. And this is also largely being influenced by the dominant narrative that the running mate of Dr. Mahamudu Bawumia must necessarily come from the Ashanti region. And there have been a kind of near consensus within the party that this is the best way forward. So when you look at this particular survey of the NIB, it seems to confirm what we already know. And Evans, there's something we call the bandwagon effect, that the dominant narrative of a time can influence people's response or perception about the way they vote and who they vote for. So basically, if you listen to the radio or read the newspaper, it's always, and you see more often NAPO's name coming up strongly. Either somebody writes something about him and how he fits into the bill, or the media report will always have him, they talk more about him. So people definitely could be influenced by this strong narrative about him and how he fits into the bill. But also largely because a lot of people think that if Dr. Mahamudu Bawumia is a Mampusi from the north, so, and also a Muslim, so his running mate should be maybe a Christian Southerner, preferable an Ashanti. So even if you look at the score about which region that a preferred running mate should come from, is Ashanti region. But the issue is that this is an internal polls conducted within the MPP stronghold, either executives or just the party base.
Exactly, just 5,116 party members. And that's where the subject of how much value, how much weight we should place on this is key, even for the Bawumia camp themselves. Yes, among the party, he's popular, but you think, if you place that ticket with Martin Opoku-Pempe on that, before Ghanaians generally, they will accept him the way the party members have done in this poll?
So that is the uphill task that the party will have to face, because their supporters will vote for them anyway. Even if they don't vote for them, majority of them may stay away. They wouldn't even vote for the NDC. But the issue is that you are selling the ticket beyond the party to the entire Ghanaian population, across board. And definitely once you announce a candidate, there will be a kind of balance sheet analysis of his strength and then his weaknesses. And like the NIB post mentioned, I think one of the serious things we've had over these years is this issue of power outages and his response to Ghanaians' demand that a timetable could actually help people plan their work and how they go about doing their businesses. His response was not overly welcomed by Ghanaians. I think a lot of Ghanaians felt insulted by what he had said during that time. But the idea is still that once he's announced, so when there's an internal consensus around him and he's announced, maybe the party will be able to design a strategy that could offset the weaknesses and know how to sell the ticket. But that stance now is still the larger picture. If you look at the big end, that is the whole Ghanaian population against the small end, that is just the number of party people who are sampled to give this response. Yes, it can help influence decision-making process within the party and shift climate of opinion towards his candidacy as a running mate. The flag bearer hasn't settled on.
Save on O'Reilly Brake Parts Cleaner. Get two cans of O'Reilly Brake Parts Cleaner for just $8. Valid in-store only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The running mate. So this could push the climate of opinion towards him. But that is one step. The other bigger step is how he's packaged and sold to Ghanaians. The complete ticket. So definitely you'll be looking for a kind of character that balance. So NAPO balances Dr. Mahmoud Borea in terms of identity politics, region, ethnicity, regional balance, and even religion. But in terms of expertise, character, acceptability, pronouncement, decor, and all those things, will he qualify? So I think even though this post points to him, the party will have to sit down and look beyond just the party response and look at character, experience, and other things that may be appealing and acceptable to the entire Ghanaian population, because that combination is what is actually going to win them the seat. The party's support alone will not be enough to get them 50+1. So they should consider, go beyond just the party decision and what the people think, and look at the broader picture and see if there's still a way that they could offset it, maybe his weaknesses moving forward. Then the ticket will be good. Other than that, you have to maybe look for an alternative.
And even this NIB report comes with a warning, and it comes with a warning around the way he's handled and his utterances around the power challenges we saw this year. And we played that one that got a lot of people upset when the public was an outcry for a timetable. That definitely is an issue, isn't it? That needs to be dealt with in terms of his public posture and the way he's viewed. And if you recall, the current president himself, for a very long time, faced that challenge of him being perceived as arrogant and rich and therefore cannot identify with the ordinary Ghanaian, and he had to work on him for three successive elections until he won in 2016. Isn't that a NAPO challenge too?
Yeah, I think so, Evans. I think largely the a candidate's demeanor, his relationship with people, can actually evoke a lot of sympathy in terms of electoral votes. So if he's largely perceived as someone who is arrogant, or even sometimes certain pronouncements that he makes can belittle the intelligence of Ghanaians. So recently he was explaining the difference between the kind of doomsaw we're facing under ex-war President Mahama's government and the kind of doomsaw that we are facing now. And people who face this reality every day thought that explanation was belittling to their challenges, the everyday struggles they go through, and to their intelligence. So I think it's not just how popular you are within your party. The ticket goes beyond just the MPP as a political party to embrace even people who don't belong to political parties and are going to vote, should see a kind of value or merit in you and how you complement the ticket. So you know, when Dr. Mahmoud Bamia has been doing his tours, one of the things that kept coming up is the fact that he's very humble, he's down to earth, he's respectful. Those kind of things are very good character traits that a leader must possess. But if you are a leader and then sometimes even the way you respond, you are elected to solve people's problems, the people of the citizens of Ghana. So even as a minister of state, if you can't even speak politely to people about challenges that you are still struggling to address, then when you become president, what will happen? So people may be trying to kind of make these analogies and then make a decision. And I believe, rightly so, that this year's election, just like the previous years, will be determined largely based on issues and experience and people's livelihood. So it is very critical, not just at the domestic individual level, but even businesses that are affected by this. So I believe that this is just an opinion poll. It have useful lessons. The party may work with it and then see how they can offset the weaknesses that have been identified by the survey. That's actually why we do surveys, so that you can look at the advantages but also the weaknesses. And if that's the candidate that you wish to present, then you can work on the limitations and weaknesses and see how you can rebrand the candidate towards December election.
And that's the point. And that's the point, isn't it? Not? I mean, if you have to rebrand him, they have less than 6 months to do so. Considering that they've waited till June now, and now we're hearing that there's a meeting scheduled for next week that Bawumia is now billed to present his choice to the party executives. Beyond that, we will now get to know about it too. This is June. Assuming he even does it before the end of the month, he still has less than 6 months to go. Will they have enough time to market him, to do what it's required to change people's perceptions about him within the time frame they have?
Yeah, I think, Evan, that's a very short time to do that kind of thing. If it's about the economy, maybe you can pump money into the economy at the last minute to show growth, even if it's artificial. You can create jobs at the last. You can do things that can have the quick impact before election. But when it comes to character and rebranding of character, it takes time for people to trust you. I remember our current president, it took him, I think, 2 or 3 elections before Ghanaians. Sometimes not even the people who have so much trust that you have changed, but maybe the people are just fed up with what they are having and they need an alternative. So largely, I think 6 months is too short a period to be able to do that kind of damage control. And we are in a world of records, Evans. Social media, video, audio, even the internet. When you type in a search there, those things come out. So when you say he's a changed person and then you rebrand him, the opposition party goes to the records and then play back what he has been saying. Say, how can this person change within this short period of time? So it is kind of it will be a lot of battle between, maybe, if that candidate is actually selected,
yes,
for the MPP.
Yes.
I'm not saying it's impossible. They can still make an effort. But whether that will change the minds of Ghanaians, yeah, within six months period is something that they can only decide. I can decide that for them.
And that there is a view from Professor Ali Dusedu, who is the head of the Political Science Department at the University of Ghana. Thank you very much. Professor Kwesi Amachi also joins me. I want to take you to the Ashanti region now. And if you notice what has been said in this NIB report, the party is overwhelmingly behind the running mate if he's coming from its stronghold of the Ashanti region. And Dr. Kwesi Amachi is the a political science lecturer at KNUST from that particular region and joins us with some perspectives on this. Dr. Machi, thanks for time here on Top Story. Hello, Dr. Machi. I've lost him there on the line. We'll also speak to the Bawumia campaign's communications director, Dennis Miracles Abwaji, joins us right now. Hello, Dennis. Thanks for time here on Top Story. Hello, Dennis. Okay, we lost him to there. But what is your own take? So this is a view of party members. But remember that this is a ticket that will be put before all of you to make a decision on December 7. I want to hear from you. 0551111997. Share your thoughts with us here on Newsnight. What do you make of this NIB poll that has been put out about the running mate for Dr. Mahmoud Bawumia among party members? More than 5,000 of them had been polled.
Auntie T, I beg, fix me gobetete Ghana. No gari, no oil, no plantain, just beans then eggs.
Hey, bruh, that be dangerous combination, no.
Problem no day, I free handle
for Telecel, with the bob say, everybody gets what they like. That be why Made For Me Bundles Day. Based on your usage, if you get your own data and call packages, falla! Made For Me, bundles like the way you want them. That's *530#, then buy Made For Me bundles today.
Telecel, connecting energies.
Join us this summer for the prestigious International Conference on Property Investment and Profit Making, the ultimate guide to financial freedom. Delve into the theme, how to earn and maximize passive income through commercial property investment in the United States. Mark your calendar for 29th and 30th October 2024 at Trump Towers International Hotel, Chicago, USA. Register now to secure your spot. Early bird registration ends 15 July and standard registration closes on July 30th, 2024. Registration start from $500 to $1,550, which allows you two-night stay at Trump Towers Hotel Chicago, lunch buffet, welcome cocktail, conference ticket, and many more. For those in need of visa support to attend, visit our conference website on conference.chicagowestluxuryhomes.com and register to get an invitation or call us on 0536-502295 for further information.
And let's bring in the Director of Communications for the Bawumia campaign team. Miracle Sobhaji joins us right now on the telephone line. Thank you, Miracle, for time here on Top Story. So this NIB report, has it been formally placed before the campaign team? Has Bawumia himself seen it?
Evans, I don't know whether the NIB has actually formally put out any such reports. I don't know. But no, nothing of that sort has been brought to the flag bearer. I can't also tell whether the NIB formally put this out. I don't know whether you've also verified whether it's actually coming from the NIB.
Formally, no, of course. I mean, our job as journalists is to get information that all of you want to hide. That is how we got our hands on this. And from what we understand, this is trial file, in terms of the consideration.
I don't know. We haven't received any assistance. I'm sure if there is any setting from the NIV, they probably would have sent a copy with their flag bearer by now. But no setting has been given to
you
them.
Certainly haven't seen one?
Say again?
You certainly haven't seen one?
No, I haven't.
But it's standard practice, we know, going into an elections, that the NIB does these polling. You haven't seen any polling at all from the NIB on the running mate and the potential outcome, for example, of the 2024 elections.
Well, I think the NIB has its own reporting structure. And the NIB has where they usually present their works. And like I'm saying, I don't know whether the NIB has put out such report and as to whether it's even, you know, accurate and correct, and it's from the NIB. So I can't speak to it because I don't know whether it's from the NIB. And we haven't received any such report or document from the NIB.
Certainly, Dr. Bawumia will have to make a decision one way or the other.
Absolutely.
In making that decision, is he deploying science in considering who to put out? This is scientific, is it not? At least it polls your own party members, more than 5,000 of them across the country. Is Bawumia adopting the same approach in terms of...
Supposedly, it's a polling of the party people. Like I'm saying, you yourself, you haven't verified it.
Once you put it out, you know it's verified. But I'm asking you, is Bawumia adopting the same approach in terms of basing his decision on science?
Dr. Mahmoud Bawumia's indicators for selecting a running mate is quite simple and straightforward. That individual who is a believer in the ideals and principles of the New Patriotic Party, that individual that has the strength which will complement his weaknesses, that individual that will bring on board the political capital, and that individual who, once a government is formed, would be able to complement him strongly to deliver on his vision. And once these indicators are there, we have a large pool of human resource that Dr. Mahmoud Bawumia is scanning through and looking at. And in doing this, critical will be the consultations even that he will do at the party level. I can tell you, without any shadow of doubt, that Dr. Mahmoud Bawumia knew who he believed would complement him once he becomes flag bearer. It's all part of the work he had to do before he put himself out there, so he knows he's ready. What is left right now is for the right time, based on the campaign strategy, the campaign calendar, and the campaign timeline to come, and then he would announce a running mate. But trust that the decision is based on who would help bring some political capital, who would complement him and make up for his weaknesses, as human as we all are, and that person that would strongly back him up in the delivery of his vision for this country post 2024.
Is that choice Martin Okupempe?
I don't know. You know, like they say in Akan, the language says what the king has said, not what the king is thinking. At the moment, the thought of the king is what I know. I am not at liberty to say what the king hasn't said. At the appropriate time, when Dr. Mahmoud Bamiya's time is due and is ready, our strategy and our timelines, the person will be announced.
And is
it special? It can be any of the names you have in the report. It can also be any of the names outside the report. Only Dr. Mahmoud Bamiya is quite certain in his head who it is he is going to nominate and present to the National Council for ratification or otherwise. Remember, in our party, it's a process. And so the lot of consultations that Dr. Mahmoud Bamiya has been going through over the past few months, trying to pass the nominee as he has it amongst the party people. And once he's done and our timeline is due, he would present this name to the National Council for the National Council to consider whether they find the nominee by the flag bearer appropriate or otherwise, and then it will be taken from there. So we are clear, certain who the person is. Dr. Mahmoud Bamiya knows who the person is. He's only waiting for the right time power strategy to put it out.
And he travels tomorrow, from what we understand. He's going to the UK, is he?
Yes, he's joining the MPP UK for a couple of activities.
And from what we understand, when he returns, he will be submitting that name to the National Council.
I'm sure you remember 2 weeks ago on Joy, it was also mentioned that when he goes to Kumasi, he was going to mention the name. I think the speculations, the anxiety, the expectations, is all good. It's all, we're in a political season. We should